Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast, and we are pleased to have Dan Kiss from the Institute for Energy Research back on the show. We've talked about a number of issues with Dan before, talking about the new Green Deal, but today I want to focus just for our listeners, Dan, because of your expertise in oil production and the growth of oil production. I want to give just a quick tutorial on oil production in the United States, where we've been, where we're going, because it's amazing. We've really become the world's, we are now the world's largest oil producer. We have nearly doubled in the last decade. We have doubled the oil production in the United States. And that includes, that doesn't include yet with more oil to come online from places like Alaska and other parts of the United States that continue to grow. So walk us through, Dan, where we've been. I'll give you the numbers, the exact numbers, thousands of barrels. 2005, 1.89 million thousands of barrels. So today we are now at nearly 3.5. I'm guessing this is a final 2017 number. So when we get the final 2018 number, we will have likely doubled. So Dan, take us from there. Dan Kiss from the Institute of Energy Research.
Well, one of the things that is the media has not talked about much has been the most miraculous. We talk about energy problems in the United States. We've been talking about them for decades now. And yet, despite all the government's attempts to do all kinds of things, what we've witnessed in the last 10 years has been the most remarkable change in energy fortunes that this country's ever seen. We went from importing about 3/4 of our oil to being basically, we're still importing oil, but we're the world's largest producer, and we have even gone over where we're a net exporter.
Right, because when you take all fossil fuels, so if you take oil and gas, yep, and everything, we are now have had some months last year that we actually did export more in either a combination of natural gas and oil and products than we actually imported.
That's right.
And that's the first time in 50 years?
Yes, at least 50 years, since World War II. The United States has always been the leader in oil. Technology, this new, what really happened is we took computer technology and new geology science, basically, and used it to change the entire way we look at what's underground. And what we found is in areas that we thought had no oil left at all, and we're told there was no oil, we run out of oil. We had a president of the United States who went on TV, went before the Congress at the State of the Union, said we're running out of oil, there's nothing we can do about it. That's all changed.
And that was President Obama.
It was.
Back in the first part of his first term. And now you actually have President Obama, who's now out there taking credit for the oil boom under his watch, which was in spite of everything the government did, because a lot of this was oil was found on private lands.
That's right.
Driven by, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the two major finds, West Texas and then the Bakken field up in North Dakota.
Correct.
That's where the bulk of this oil has been coming from with this new technology. They're talking about how you map it, horizontal drilling, that sort of thing.
Right, exactly. And, we were told for decades that we were running out. It's not possible. We just don't have enough. It's a finite resource. It's not. Meanwhile, people were testing out new ideas, and what they found was a new way to access these resources. And what it's meant is that now, a relatively young truck driver in the Permian Basin out in West Texas is making $150,000 a year driving a truck. They can't get enough workers. North Dakota is swarming with activity because of this. If we could actually produce more oil and do it very quickly if we had additional pipeline capacity built. And That's another part of this story that's being done, and as that happens, it'll increase.
Right, you have the Keystone Pipeline that's now being built.
Keystone is still on hold.
Still on hold.
Still on hold. The Dakota Access Pipeline, the one that was on the news all the time with all the demonstrations. Now, President Trump lifted the ban that President Obama had put in place. President Obama said the Keystone Pipeline was not in the national interest of the United States. President Trump changed that. It's still held up because of green groups fighting it. They're working to rectify that, and hopefully before too long that'll come on, and that will help not only us but our Canadian neighbors to the north, which are our largest source of imported oil.
Because this will come all the way down from Canada all the way to the Gulf.
Right, where our refineries are.
Where the refineries are and where you could actually export from that point.
Correct, yep.
And so where is other additional oil that could be discovered? Is it going to be in those two major areas, or are there other areas for oil discovery in the United States?
It's all over. Colorado, northeastern Colorado, there are huge deposits of oil. We have offshore oil, not only off the coast of California, but certainly in Alaska, from northern Alaska. Congress has finally opened up, and President Trump signed a bill to open up ANWR, which will help refill the Alaska pipeline, which is running at a quarter of capacity, which, by the way, for California's interests, supplied the bulk of the oil at one time coming down into California. Now you're getting oil from Russia to replace oil that isn't coming down from Alaska, and ANWR will help refill that pipeline and bring that oil down to markets and refineries that are existing in California if you don't go ahead and ban the use of oil in California.
Right. So the refineries in California formerly used the Alaskan oil, now primarily getting oil from
The Middle East and Russia. Yep.
So finishing up here, this great update on oil production in the U.S., Dan, last year we peaked at 11.6 million barrels per day of U.S. oil production. That could go higher if needed. How much higher?
It can go much higher.
So you don't
if we get the pipelines, if we get the pipelines, if markets are proper and if the government doesn't goof it up, because remember this was done despite the government, not because of, we could find ourselves in a very, very good position. These are really good jobs. They spur manufacturing. They drive down the costs of your transportation. That's always good for a big country like the United States, where you have to move things. All of California's produce, the cheaper it is to move to market, the more people want to buy it, that helps out everyone.
So, not running out of oil anytime soon,
no.
According to Dan Kish, senior fellow at the Institute for Energy Research organization. They have a blog that you can go to and keep up to date on energy in this country, specifically oil, gas, and other great issues. So Dan, thank you. Thanks a lot for being on the Devin Nunes podcast. Thank you to all the listeners. We'll see you next time.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams. It whips the dust up and rains pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith. Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days.
afraid.
That's why they call her the home of the brave.
With a prayer and a purpose, we're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.